resort living every day. Head to mandalayliving.com.au. Make the move now and receive a $20,000 resort living bonus. Conditions apply. Visit mandalayliving.com.au.
Glastonbury, UK music festival that I believe our festival goer Leon Sjogren. You have been to Glastonbury.
Yeah, he was there last year.
He's been three times. He was there apparently when Bradley Cooper got up on stage.
And Gaga,
they did that last year for their movie. Anyway, there's a couple of things about the posters. The festival lineup has been revealed. The first thing that happened 2 days ago was the writing's too small. No, I've got it. So the headline acts are The Killers, The Cure, that's pretty good, Stormzy, I've just come across Stormzy, he's good, I like him.
Yeah, he's very good.
We don't play Stormzy, do we?
We should get around Stormzy more on the show.
Is he friends with Smallzy? Sounds like a radio announcer.
He does, doesn't he?
I think he does Stormzy. Nights.
Yeah. Kylie and Janet Jackson. So we've got Kylie Minogue there, Janet Jackson. Now the first thing that happened with this, Fev, Janet Jackson photoshopped this and put her name first and hoped no one would notice.
Really?
So she uploaded to her socials the lineup, but it's instead of saying The Killers, The Cure, Stormy's Kylie, Janet Jackson, it said Janet Jackson, The Killers.
I tried to do that with our billboard.
Yeah, you've done that a few times.
Yeah, it just says Fifi.
But then yesterday, another major fail, and I guess, you know, if I were, I mean, Kylie Minogue already had to go to court with Kylie Jenner over the, because Kylie Jenner tried to trademark the name Kylie, actually trademark it.
Oh, what do you mean trademark?
Well, when she started her cosmetics brand, often you trademark the name of your company. And Kylie's people went to court and went, nah, I've been here for a few decades, mate, that's not happening. And she won. So Kylie Jenner couldn't take Kylie Minogue's name. But the confusion, because...
The confusion, you've confused me.
Well...
Aren't they both called Kylie?
When you trademark yourself. So you're
she's kidding herself. You can't trademark your own name.
But you can if you've made it a product. So Kylie products. She was trying to say nobody can call their products Kylie.
Yeah. But she did though, didn't she?
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner?
Kylie Cosmetics. Oh, yeah. So, but what she was trying to say was Kylie Minogue can't have Kylie lingerie.
Right.
And when Kylie's like, I did that before you, mate. Yeah. No. Anyway. The problem with the name Kylie in America, and Kylie is an Australian, it's got Indigenous heritage, it's an Australian name.
Right.
Now Kylie Jenner is so big over in the States, very popular talk show host Wendy Williams, yesterday on her talk show, she was running through the lineup from Glastonbury and she earnestly meant this.
There was a lineup released for the Glastonbury Music Festival, which is going to be in London. It's a 5-day affair. And everybody's going to be there from The Killers to Kylie Jenner. No, she doesn't sing, but you guys follow her. So she's going to be there doing what she does.
No, she's not. Well, she's not there. She Wendy Williams, unfortunately, didn't realise that was Kylie Minogue. And that's the problem when somebody steals your name or you're named after someone.
Right.
See, I'm imagining Kris Jenner probably knew of Kylie Minogue and called her daughter Kylie.
Highly likely.
I like that name.
Yeah.
And this is an interesting trend, Fev, because people are now so obsessed with Game of Thrones that... Khaleesi.
Clarice.
I think that's Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Clarice. Remember? Hannibal?
Hannibal, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Eat your brains.
That's right. Anyway, people are so obsessed with Game of Thrones, they are now calling their children after characters. So Khaleesi made it into the top 100.
Really?
Khaleesi.
Wow.
Sansa, yep. She's in there.
Theon. The hot mum? What's her name?
Do you know what? No, Cersei hasn't made it.
Cersei.
Ramsay did, and he was the psychopath.
Yeah, but that's Gordon.
No, it's Ramsay, the psychopath in Game of Thrones. Theon, Jorah is a name.
Did Greg get in there?
Greg, I don't. You know what? I'd have to get this list elaborated on to find out where Greg is in the top 100.
Gregory, which is my first name. I hate it.
But there are lots of Game of Thrones characters' names have made it into the most popular list. And I think it's always interesting to hear the origin of why you were named something. And 131060, we'd love to hear from you. Who were you named after?
Okay.
Or what were you named after?
I was named after Brendan Fraser.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, Encino Man.
No, it wasn't even made when you were born, 1980.
Mum said, I come out with all this hair and she thought I was a caveman.
No, okay.
It would have been a great story. It just needs a fact check. 131060 is number. I'll give you one. I'll get on the front foot about Gregory because I'm Gregory Byron Cook, Byron Middle and
Fev's left the studio. But
well, he doesn't. He can keep walking if he wants.
That's why.
My mum and dad were big fans of the actor Gregory Peck.
Oh, there you go.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Rush. Yeah, there you go.
Atticus Finch. They should have called you Atticus.
Atticus Cook.
Sure it wasn't Gregory Rush.
131060. Give us a call.
It's Jeffrey Rush. 1019.
The Fox. Babies are being named after Game of Thrones characters. It's quite a trend. But it's always happened, guys. I mean, there's often a spark, inspiration.
I appreciate everything you did there. If you just handed straight to me, I would have started with Kylie. Because this all started with the story about Kylie Minogue and the fact that Kylie Jenner has stolen her name. And it can be annoying when you're named after someone famous. It more so when somebody famous, like when Justin Bieber gets famous, but there was already a kid in the world called Justin Bieber. That's tedious.
It's really annoying.
Just where did names start? Like, how did it all start?
It's all about identifying people in a pack, really.
Thank you.
Like, there was Adam and Eve. Then how did they just create all the other names? It's mind-blowing.
Well, that's a whole different discussion.
But it's just, it freaks me out. How did it all start?
Well, because otherwise it was just you. So instead of having everybody just, you're pointing at people, you go, Fev, Byron.
I understand that bit.
Do you mean where did the names come from? Someone really creative once upon a time.
Yeah, just someone's just gone, That's
Moses.
That blows my bet.
Thank you.
Noah.
Jeremiah.
Okay. Noah.
Yeah. Now.
What about you? What about Fiona? Does it have a derivation?
Yes, my mum named me after, I think, her second cousin. So, Belfast.
That's a good story.
Here we go. now we've got Brody.
I think Brendan's Irish too.
Yeah, it is very Irish. Yeah. Brody from the U-Bank. Hi, Brody.
How you going?
Good, Brody. Brody, great name, Brody. Who were you named after?
Oh, my dad thought it would be good to name me after Chief Inspector Brody from Jaws.
Do you know what? Your dad's a bit of a genius there because I would argue that Chief Inspector Brody hasn't had a lot of cut through.
No.
So nobody's thinking,
The guy from Jaws.
The guy from Jaws.
No
if anything, I think the guy from Homeland, Brody.
Right.
That's where I think you would
Brody
named
Jenner.
After.
Thank you, Brody.
There is a Brody Jenner. You're right. Lauren in Tarnate. Hey, Lauren.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Lauren. Now, this is you've named your son after somebody or something.
Yes, I've actually named my first balloon after a pair of sunglasses. My son's name is Oakley.
Great name,
remember
Lauren.
Remember the old frog skins?
Oh, the blades as well. They were good too.
But Oakley is a great name. I like it.
And no one's thinking sunglasses, are they, when you say, actually...
I think you do think of the sunglasses, but I love the name Oakley.
Thank you, Lauren.
Good work, Lauren.
Very much for that.
Tina from Parkdale. Tina.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, thanks, Tina. I'm tipping it. Tina Arena?
Tina Turner. My mum was a huge fan.
Of course.
Tina Turner.
You're simply the best, Tina.
You know it.
There we go. So that's Tina.
Woo!
Shout-outs.
Tina.
And we've got, is it Suse from Taylor's Hill?
Yeah, hi, guys. My name's Suse.
How do you spell Suse?
It's spelled Jesus backwards, so it's S-U-S-E-J.
That's amazing. Suse. Yeah. Oh, wow. Your parents talk us through their decision-making. I think it's beautiful work.
Yeah, so my dad named me first. I'm the eldest girl, and I've got three brothers after me, which is Seus, Darsus, and Jesu, who are all from Jesus' letters, and the youngest sister is Jussie.
So they're all derivative of Jesus?
Correct, yes. I happen to be the one that's spelled backwards.
Can I say, I actually like what your dad's done there.
Are you for real?
I am for real. They're good. Look.
They're lovely names, as it turns out.
Can you say them again, Suse?
So the first one's myself, Suse, and then there's Seus.
Sayus is good.
Justice.
Jesu. It's tricky when you're calling kids around the house, isn't it? Because they're all a little bit similar.
Yeah, a little bit. But no one's mistaken us.
Well done, Suse. I reckon that's the most unique naming story I've heard in a long time.
Suse, do you reckon they all get on Noah's Ark and back in the day. Adam and Eve.
Well, Jesus wasn't on Noah's Ark.
Wasn't he?
No, he was in the second.
Well, he came back.
Okay.
No. He hadn't even met.
All right.
That's the New Testament. Not the Old Testament.
Well, what about
Noah's in the old one. What about Jesus in the new one?
Well, what about the middle one?
There's the middle one.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Good mate of the show. He is back and you will know him from all of these hits. Brand new album, Life, is released on May 17th. Features his new single, Love Me Anyway, which you heard the hook from there right at the end. It's available now to download. He's even going to perform acoustically for us in minutes.
One of our favourite guests for many reasons, but Conrad Sewell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, guys.
Just so good
great,
to be back.
Just a great all-round guy, but also smells so good. I actually feel like we should have a regular segment for you. Like, what's today's
really?
Scent?
I like that. I'm big on scents, I must admit. But
how would that work with radio?
Well, no, this is just everyone, all men who want to go out this weekend and pick up should be having a
and I could call in at the end of the week and give the new scent
what's
out for the boys.
Scent?
Oh, that's great.
Because what is that
yeah,
scent?
I'm going to be getting calls every week now. This is the one called Byredo Super Cedar.
Never heard of
great,
it.
Great
heard
weekend of it. Fragrance, boys, if you want to pick up.
Fair, get back.
Where is it?
It's Mecca Bar sell it here.
Okay.
Pretty much Mecca sell most of the
Mecca sell a lot, don't they? They're very good.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, they're good with the
I'm onto the new Prada. It's a beautiful, but it's been discontinued, so I bought about 8 bottles of it.
You could do your own line. I mean, obviously you are an award-winning music artist, but you could do your own line. I mean...
I will. I mean, you know, that's the next step, really. After music, just perfume designer.
Or a Conrad Feb collaboration.
Hey, Conrad, I've been looking into this, bro.
Me and Feb and Lions. It sounds good.
I found this guy in France. I found this guy in France, and he walked past this big castle.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to own that one day. And then he did. And he turned it into a aftershave perfume place. And he now makes perfumes for Louis Vuitton.
Wow.
Mm. I've actually read into this because I want to make my own scent.
Really?
I can do it with Conrad.
Well, I'm here for you, bro.
He's got a bit on, though. Like, your new album dropped, Life, really exciting times,
yes.
Conrad. And, anything you want to talk about?
I mean,
how's the process been?
Well, it's been a long time coming. I've also got my biggest tour coming up ever, which is I'm bringing my sister on the road with me, which is really
fantastic.
Sweet.
Fantastic. Wow.
The Forum here in Melbourne, guys, June 7th.
Yes, Forum, which this is my biggest tour in Australia, so it's like... It's just nice to come home and like have people buying these tickets to see me come and sing. You know what I mean? It's kind of crazy to me. But so feeling very blessed and excited about the album. I mean, it's my first album, even though I've been around for a while. This is the first album that everyone's going
to
hear.
Isn't that amazing? That doesn't even make sense to me.
It's just been a long time.
Nobody would realize
that. I just took my sweet ass time getting it done.
We're radio hosts, but we've never done a radio show.
Yeah.
It's unusual.
Hey, bro, is that why you're looking amazing? Have a look at you.
I'm trying, you know. It's tough when I'm traveling this much. It's hard to keep, you know, at the gym and keep some kind of regular. We had to go to the gym at like 10 o'clock last night. Thank God it was closed because it was the last thing I wanted to do.
Oh, that's
but
the best,
I'm trying
it?
To keep, you know, keep on it.
How do you go when you go away? Because I'm away in Sydney, I was away for the last 3 days, and all I ate was Uber Eats. I could not because
that's
cook.
What I mean. It's so hard. When I get back to LA, I'm like, my routine is. Great, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but on the road, there's not really much you can do. You just kind of got to pick the healthy option when you can. And it's really boring,
who
and I hate it.
That?
It's really boring. What about you ate celery for 2 weeks over after Christmas?
Yeah,
for mental?
Supposedly that's the way you drop it because it's a diuretic
is.
And you get rid of all your water
thing.
Weight.
I love that you're honest about
really
that.
It's really fun.
Because so many people do covers and do these shoots and go, oh, no, I'm really healthy. No, anyone stripping.
I love
stripping.
Food. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I love food and I love drunk food and it's not easy to get any type of good body going on here. I have the singing gene, but I also got the fat gene in my family as well. So.
Yeah, I've got that, bro. I had to drop 10 kilos in about 3 weeks and get my Jenny Craig contract. Don't worry about that.
Now, we could talk to you all morning, but you're about to play, and this is really exciting for all our listeners, a live and acoustic, your new single, Love Me Anyway.
Yes.
This is great. And after this, you've got a little surprise.
I always come with a little surprise for you.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the
I hope
surprise.
It's a bottle of your aftershave.
Right after this.
101.9 The Fox.
Conrad Sewell, this is Fifi, Feb and Byron. His new album, his debut album, Life, released May 17.
Your debut album, and obviously, Conrad, you've worked very hard, tirelessly on that, and come up with this incredible album. But there is a song you could add to it, like when you re-release it, maybe in the future.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's gonna be official remixes, right?
Yes.
And so, with that in mind, I thought there was obviously the only person I would rewrite a song about would be you.
Oh my God, thank you.
Not for you, Feb.
Oh, not for you, Feb, but that's the remix.
Just a great build-up.
It's called Perfume.
Look, it's no secret. Fifi is having a baby. We've been running with this particular jingle now for a few weeks. We love it, but there was an argument to say it was getting a little bit tired.
Mm-hmm. Fifi's having a baby.
Congratulations, Fifi.
Oh. Baby number two. Yeah, she's having a baby.
This is so exciting.
What will her cravings be this time? He's having a baby. We're so happy for you.
I mean, love the Beatles, but
it's long too. Yeah,
it's long.
It's Lee and Leon. That's
it's a little too old school, you know. I think we can freshen it up.
Yeah, love. DJ Shergs will love hearing that. Now, unbelievably, Conrad Sewell has recorded a baby jingle for me. I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, that's nice.
It's an early morning baby jingle.
Are you making excuses for the performance? Here we go. Are we ready to unveil it, Conrad?
Oh, wow.
Let's show the world.
Here we go.
I just heard the news that Fifi's growing up. She's already such a great mom. Fifi needs some food. And Fifi needs a nap. Fifi needs a vom. Fifi's off the dust. Ooh, Fifi. She's
Was that a lyric referring to her being up the duff in there?
I guess.
Like I said, it's an early morning jingle, boys. And I didn't have the choir with me. It wasn't the right acoustic environment. There we go. I did it.
Well done.
I'm calling it. That is the best jingle this show has ever recorded.
Ever.
You got up kind. The duff, vom. I mean, that was outstanding.
Thank you,
I
Conrad.
I can't wait till we play that, Conrad, at about 8:30, and then the little kid in the car goes, "Mum, what's up the duff?"
Of course, his brand new album, Life, released May 17th. Let's drop a hook from the new single, Love Me Anyway.
Could you love me anyway?
That's available now to download. Conrad Sewell, you'll be hearing that one back over and over right here on the Fox.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
well
it.
Done, legend.
Love to see ya.
When someone requests that baby jingle at the forum, will you play it?
I actually will.
101.9 The Fox.
Steve, yesterday you had to race off. You had to fly to Adelaide for a quick cashy at lunch and then back in Melbourne for the footy show. It was a busy, busy day.
I told Alex I did it for a friend.
Oh, sorry, no cash.
No cash.
Charity gig in Adelaide.
Yeah, just
charity for his Uber Eats account. Now, Bev, what happened yesterday? So we finished the show.
Yes.
And as you were walking down the corridor and you were about to turn into the lift well, where you were going to go and catch a lift, the phone rang.
Did it?
And you won't believe who rang our show because they wanted to talk to us. And we had this split moment where I was like, Byron, run after Fev, please. Go and get him because we're about to
Probably the wrong person to choose.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I've got some good pace.
I wouldn't have come back.
Good point.
We got a phone call from one of your heroes, somebody that
My dad, absolutely Alex.
Love. Ange and Alex, no, they Mom. Didn't ring. No, Kazza wasn't on the phone.
Don't really like anyone else.
There is someone that you follow very fervently on Instagram. You like every one of his photos. He's one of your favourite Hollywood stars, Mr. Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah, he's here. He's in town.
He's not. He was, wasn't he? No, he's bought
doing
into,
something.
He's invested in F45.
I've just joined an F45.
Well, well, that's a shame because I reckon you could have got a freebie and... So we had a great chat. You're going to hear it a bit later in the show.
Marky Mark
and the Funky Bunch. And I did tell him, I said, this is a real shame because you're probably one of the only Hollywood stars that Fev would actually genuinely like to interview. So,
I would, Boxy, because I watched his Insta story on St. Pat's Day and he was in his burger van and he was cooking burgers.
You would have had a great chat with him. Unfortunately, you weren't there, but he did leave you a message.
Hey, Fev, what's up, buddy? Mark Wahlberg here. First and foremost, sorry that you weren't on the call today. But thanks for all the love and the support, and look forward to meeting you in person, and hopefully we'll do a little work out of that 45.
There you go. Look at your new buddy.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty cool,
I actually got him. He's actually impressed.
You like it?
Mate, it's Marky Mark.
And the Funky Bunch.
And the Funky Bunch.
Hey, it was him and his mate Rob, actually. That's... You'll hear more about that later.
Yeah, we're not sure. Rob had an interesting involvement. He's more of a corporate F45 representative, and he was also part of the chat.
He wants to catch up.
Yeah.
Play it again.
There's a little friend for you.
Fev wants to hear it one more time.
Play it again.
Yeah. Hey, Fev, what's up, buddy? Mark Wahlberg here. First and foremost, sorry that you weren't on the call today. But thanks for all the love and the support, and look forward to meeting you in person. And hopefully we'll do a little work out of that 45.
Hey, Byron, do we have the message that Rob left him too?
I'm pretty busy. 101.9
The Fox. The Fox. Now, people are famous on Instagram for all sorts of things.
Oh, God.
I know, it's one of our favourite topics, isn't it? But there's a vegan who has become so famous on Instagram. She's got 1.3 million followers. She's got 1.9 million YouTube subscribers. YouTube's a funny one, isn't it? I don't have any of that action.
I don't watch YouTube. My kids watch it.
Do.
Yeah, they love it.
Anyway, so she's got 1.3 million followers. She is famous for her vegan lifestyle. Now, unfortunately, she's just decided that she wants to change her diet a little bit.
Uh-oh.
So she's introducing fish, and her followers are not happy.
So she's becoming a pescatarian.
She's a pescatarian. You're right, and it's very different to a vegan. But not only is she choosing to eat fish, she's brought in a few other non-vegan products into her diet. And
cows, lambs.
She's eating eggs as well, so she's brought in eggs. Now, this is her right to do this. Good pun. It's her right to do this, but I guess the problem is when you have a following that are subscribing to you for veganism, and then you go, look, I've reassessed this vegan thing, and I reckon I need eggs and I need fish.
And I've got my 1.3 million now making cash, and I'm pretty sweet, so bats eat meat.
Exactly. So anyway, it's a huge backlash. She's going to lose followers at a...
What would it be? It's false advertising.
Well, it is. But see, this is the thing, Fev. I'm going to say this, and we've talked about veganism a few weeks ago on the show. It is a really strong... there's a strong push for veganism in our society at the moment.
I turned vegan.
You had some tummy troubles, didn't you, when you stopped eating red meat?
I love meat, but I just couldn't eat it because now I've gone back to maybe once a week.
Yeah.
And I eat meat now. And
You're definitely not a vegan.
Oh, 100%. Mate, I walk into a butcher and I drool. I love it. But there's
lots of vegan cafes popping up and a lot of restaurants, including one of our favourite restaurants, George Columbaris at Hellenic Republic. They have a vegan night.
They do. Right.
So veganism is really creeping in and lots of people are trying it. Now, what I wanted to talk about, like this very famous Insta blogger who has brought some meat and some
Yovana, eggs. I believe her name is Yovana. Yeah.
I would love to hear from people who have gone out and said, "Guys, I'm a vegan or I'm a vegetarian. This is the new me." When have you failed? Like when have you gone, "Nah, I can't do it." And how have you backpedaled? Because I feel like if I went out and said, I've got a girlfriend and about 2 years ago she said, I'm vegetarian, and she was all for it. And a few of us meat eaters were mocking her and going, you're not going to last. And we'd, you know, eat hamburgers in front of her and try and stir her.
Yeah, I love that.
Because that's what you do as a meat eater. Yeah, you try to get them back
100%.
On board. And I probably saw her 3 months ago. And she was eating a sandwich, I think it had chicken schnitzel in it. And I went, but she did it subtly. And I went, what are you doing? She went, oh, yeah, that didn't last.
Didn't last.
Because I think the failed vegans just sneak
they
back
really
in.
They really sly. Well, when I was in the jungle, Boxy, there was a lot of vegetarians in the jungle. And they, I can't eat that. It's disgusting. I can't believe you're eating the meat. And they were in their little tofu. It was awful. Ugh. Looked like a little SpongeBob, but it was white. It was just so small. And when you put it on the fry pan, it just shrink. It's like, how are you not hungry? And the show was sponsored by KFC. When that KFC come in, I should have seen the vegans. They turned real quick. 101.9
The Fox. The Fox. Sometimes on our show, we celebrate failure because not everyone can win and not everybody is successful. Yeah. And we thought, let's celebrate.
Let's interview Byron.
Very funny.
Let's talk to failed vegans, vegetarians. You've given it a shot, and it is very on trend and on vogue, and it's almost quite fashionable at the moment. You watch lots of vegan cafes popping up around Melbourne, and I imagine there are people going, I'll give this a try. We want to hear from you if you failed. Emma in Frankston. Hi, Em.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Emma. Emma, have you attempted veganism?
No, so my sister did, but me and my family made fun of her because she's a chicken lover and we knew that she wouldn't.
Yeah.
And sure enough, 2 months later, I found KFC wrappers in her car.
The old zinger?
Hiding them too.
Wow.
Oh, I do feel for, like, if you make that choice in life, well done, and I admire it. I admire vegans. And I know there are lots that are doing it ethically, and they just still really like the taste of chicken, particularly fried chicken. Nadia in Hawthorne. Hi, Nadia.
Hey, how are you guys going?
Good, Nadia. How did you go with your attempt at being vegan?
Yeah, you know what? It was pretty good. I lasted like four and a half weeks. the issue was every week I started eating a new thing. So, like, the first week was all good. Then, like, the second week it was like, okay, Sundays I'm allowed to eat meat. And then, like, the week it was like, all right, let's start eating cheese. And then, like, the week after I was like, all right, let's have some lollies, you know, and I wasn't looking in the lollies and, you know.
I love it, Nutty. So you were a vegan, but Friday was meat, Sunday was cheese, Monday was eggs. Yeah, once you've reintroduced
Sunday,
them all.
Then every day was a carnivore. Cheat day. Yeah,
Cheat
days for vegans.
I get vegans. I get the way... And probably should be said, the way that the animals are treated before they go to slaughter, like when they get slaughtered.
Oh, this went dark.
Well, it is. It's awful. And I wouldn't want to eat meat, but if it's done properly, like we're supposed to eat meat, aren't we?
Vegans would say there's an argument.
Yeah, but they eat each other.
What?
Cannibalism.
Animals.
Oh, right. I was about to say.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's a slippery slope when we start really dissecting.
I lived in the jungle for a long time.
You did.
I heard them eat each other.
No, they do. You're right. Mm. There's lots of, probably know a bit more about veganism.
Who would you eat first in this group?
Like but again, lot. Now we're eating each other.
In all honesty, if I genuinely looked around and thought, who would I eat? I'd eat you, Fev.
Would you? Yeah. I'd be not. You've got no fat on you.
Well, I'm like lean. I'm a lean protein.
Be like, no, I wouldn't. Be like you'd be sinewy.
He'd be like a pork rib.
No.
I'd go for...
What's happened here?
I'm looking at... Look at that. Look, a favola thigh would be great.
Oh, actually, it's a giant thigh,
isn't it? It's a big drumstick. Like, that would be amazing.
Yeah, mate, you'd be on it. At least you'd have a good couple of weeks out of that, the quad.
And you eat well, so it's like I feel like I've been in the paddock and I'm like, you're juicy and ready to go.
Okay.
Look at everyone staring at me thinking, who am I going to eat?
Fev is still looking at all of our support staff.
Who are you going to eat?
I'd probably eat me too.
101.9 The Fox.
Okay, Fev, I have been working on something behind the scenes because a couple of things. We are sponsored by the wonderful people at Mandalay. Resort-style living. We love having them on board. And every day we talk about how wonderful it would be to go and live in a Mandalay home. And you've got the golf course and you've got the restaurant there. No.
Did you hear what Fev thinks
the
surprise
is? Yeah, I know what he thinks. That's not the surprise. We've laughed and joked over the last few months when we talk about Mandalay. That we should live together. You know, we should buy one and live together.
Be very careful here, Boxy.
No, wait for it, Fev. We're doing it.
No,
you, me and Byron are going to live together. Now, it might just be for a couple of days. It's going to happen next week. What? It's locked in. I've run this by Alex. She's cool with it.
Oh.
So it's happening.
Next week?
Yeah, next week.
It's going to be the end of the show.
Well, you know what? It'll either be team bonding and it'll build our friendships and we'll come out of it better. Or it'll tear us apart.
Now, so you get the big room. I'll get the room next to it.
Thank you.
And Byron can get, what, in the granny flat or the dog house out the back?
Oh, yeah,
well,
funny.
I've just looked at the – here's the floor plan. So the master suite does have a wonderful ensuite and walk-in wardrobe.
That's yours.
Fev, really? I thought we were going to, flip a coin or something. Can I just have it?
You can have it.
Well, Fev's pregnant. I think that's fair.
Oh, guys, I really appreciate this.
That's fair. What else is
there?
Then
we've got bedroom two, bedroom three, bedroom four. I don't know. What do you think, Fev?
So, Fev's showing Fev a picture of some of the floor plans here of Mandalay.
I'm trying to figure out where...
Well, you get the master suite.
Yep.
Oh, I'll sleep in the theatre room.
There's a theatre room. The house looks amazing.
Sky racing.
It's got a walk-in pantry, a butler's pantry. It's got a sun court. It's got a theatre. Okay, we're going to move in next week. We've even got a jingle.
Hang on, what day?
Yeah, it's happening.
And you've done a jingle?
Wednesday, Thursday.
You've got ahead of yourself.
Because I have to do show. It's the only way to get Wednesday. Fev on board is to actually really commit.
Okay.
I got footy show Wednesday.
The day after then.
Here we go.
Imagine Fifi, Fev and Byron too, living together underneath a single roof. Who knows what kind of trouble they will get into while living together. together next week for a few nights. Will we have a show at the end of next week? We hope we might.
We've joked about this for years, guys.
That is brilliant.
Is it? Leon.
Well done, Leon.
Round of applause. That was great. But this is just a joke we've had, and I think let's commit. Mandalay have offered us a home to spend a few days in, and I think we should see how we go. Who does the cooking? Who gets
Uber
to
Eats?
Who gets to who gets to control the remote? So many questions.
Okay, great.
This sounds good.
All right, so next week.
I'm going to be at the 19th hole most of the time, I reckon.
There's a golf course there.
I can be your little caddy in the buggy. I'll just drive that.
There's only 18 holes, Boxy. The 19th hole's the clubhouse.
That's
where you have a couple of frothies.
Couple of drinks.
We're only doing 9, I'm not doing 18.
It's all happening next week. In future, maybe ask us if we want to do it before you go public with it.
No, because if I'd asked and then we all talked about it, there would have been 100 reasons not to do it. I've locked it in.
Okay, it's happening next week right here.
I've locked it in. 101.9, The Fox.
What were the chances yesterday? Fev had to race off at 9 a.m. on the dot, running down the corridor, and one of his idols, one of his favourite movie stars of all time, Mark Wahlberg, called and said, would I be able to have a quick chat with you guys on your show? Because he's just bought into F45, the fitness phenomenon that's taken over Australia, and now he's part of it. So, Fev, I was reluctant to do this, but I had to forge ahead and speak to one of your biggest idols, Marky Mark from the Funky Bunch, the original Mark Wahlberg.
Celebrated actor as well, obviously.
Absolutely.
So Funky Bunch.
All of the above.
Everything.
Tell us, how did you even become aware of F45?
I was introduced to F45 by a friend. He said that there may be some interest. I went to an F45 studio to kind of check it out for myself. Absolutely fell in love with the workout program, the culture, everything about F45.
People get hooked on, addicted almost to F45. It's an addiction. You've created this this culture around exercise and fitness that is addictive. And on that, Mark, I wanted to ask you, because remember last year, you'd be well aware, when you shared your daily routine and it was global news, everybody picked up on you getting up at 2:30 a.m. and your workouts across the day. Were you surprised that so many people were intrigued by your daily routines and workout?
It was funny how people reacted and also how it was perceived, because there were, you know, things in the schedule where it said, okay, I wake up at 2:30, I pray and read my prayer book for 30 minutes, then I go eat breakfast, then I go to the gym for an hour and a half, and then I take a shower at 6:30, and then at 7:30 I tee off on the golf course. Yeah. And then people interpreted that I took an hour-long shower. It's not true.
Well, your round of golf only goes for 30 minutes, and then you're having a snack.
But you got to get to the golf. You've got to get to the golf course, you know, warm up, do all that stuff, like butt chip, hit the pulse. But one poor guy, he tried to duplicate my routine, and he tried to take an hour-long shower, or maybe an hour and a half, and he ran out of cold water in like 10 minutes, but he stayed in there for like 40-something minutes.
Good fun gear there with Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg. And
strange you ran out of cold water.
Yeah, because you'd run out of hot water. Yeah. I think he just...
He's Mark Wahlberg.
He's Mark Wahlberg, and he's now heavily involved with F45. Now, Fev, I did feel so bad that you weren't part of that chat, and Mark and I were getting along so well, and Byron was jumping in, and he was all over it too. And I couldn't let him go, though, without leaving
good
friend, who loves him, a special message.
Hey, Fev, what's up, buddy? Mark Wahlberg here. First and foremost, sorry that you weren't on the call today. But thanks for all the love and the support, and look forward to meeting you in person, and hopefully we'll do a little workout at F45.
No worries, buddy. I'll just slide in your DMs later, bro.
Can you seriously slide into his DMs?
Yep.
Try?
Byron, 100%. On the Fox.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Fev, we just played our interview with Mark Wahlberg that Byron and I had a chat with him yesterday. You weren't here, and he did wish you a I said to him, Fev's a fan, can you leave him a message?
He called me buddy.
He said, hey, buddy, let's do F45 next time I'm in town.
Yep.
I said, why don't you slide into his DMs?
Yep.
You've just written him a DM. Could you please read it to everybody? What did you write?
It was private.
No, come on. What did you write?
Well, I did try to slide into Katy Perry's, it wasn't a DM.
Twitter feed.
It was actually a Twitter feed, because I wanted a response.
She did not get back
loved
to you.
Her. I don't really like her anymore. But I, I just got a message, but it wasn't from him. So I just wrote to Mark Wahlberg, and he's only got 12 million followers, so I don't think he's going to see it. But
what did you write?
Hey, buddy, because he called me buddy.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, oh gosh, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a good start, is it?
No, it's good.
Yeah. Hey, buddy. Cheers for the shout out on my radio station yesterday. Bloody stoked, bro. At Fifi Fev and Byron with a, like a cool rigid edge thing.
Oh, okay. Shuckers.
And then.
No, yeah, that's good.
Just a start.
I like the way you said my radio station as if you own the Fox. Like it'll make him go, this guy's a power player.
Definitely.
I can't say like I'm just a host on a show.
No, you have
say
to say
my
I
radio
own
show. Because then he'll go, oh, well, that's
this is
Fev.
Mine.
Oh, geez, maybe we can go into F45 together.
We'll follow. Okay, and for those who don't believe us, this is the message.
Hey, Fev, what's up, buddy? Mark Wahlberg here. First and foremost, sorry that you weren't on the call today. But thanks for all the love and the support, and look forward to meeting you in person. And hopefully we'll do a little work out of that 45.
Because he hasn't seen this yet, can I delete that before he
you can
gets it? Because I might give that.
Quickly.
Hey, buddy. What did he say
you
to
said,
me?
You said we should catch up.
Yeah, we should catch
quick,
up.
Quick, delete it, delete it.
Yeah, delete
it.
We'll come back to that.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
All right.
Are we going to be 90?
It could well be 90. We made a promise. We noticed that Fief's been crying at a lot of things since announcing her pregnancy, and that's great. It's, you know, you're just letting your emotions
it's
out.
It's hormonal, I think,
hormonal,
a lot of it.
Hormonal, absolutely. Here's a couple of examples. Fev, of course, we will remember these. Trixie's first day of prep, where we made Fief read a poem. This broke her.
I wonder if you understand how hard it is to let you grow. On this day, no, my heart breaks as I learn to let you go.
It's a mess. It's a horrible mess.
Took me a long time to write that, Boxy. It took me a long time
again
to write that.
That still makes me cry.
Yeah. There we go. If she doesn't cry with this surprise, just play that.
Yeah, we'll just play that. That's our safety net. What about when she watched a video shout out from her favourite heartthrob actor, Sam Heughan, who plays Jamie Fraser in Outlander? This also was very effective.
What are you saying, Fief?
Hang on. Fifi, I'd like to wish you a very...
She's crying.
Looking at the video.
It's Sam Heughan!
Happy birthday, Boxing!
It's Sam Heughan! I did it!
She's sobbing.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, it's Sam Heughan.
Sam Heughan.
I can't believe you actually got Sam Heughan. He's so gorgeous.
I'm actually going to say she's going to cry now because she's already gone. She's already like in trouble.
You know, it's really sparked. I mean, that's a spark that's lit a fire, really. This is now a whole new segment on our show.
What, make me cry?
Correct.
It happened when we got Sam Heughan.
It's Sam Heughan.
And when she read out that back to school poem, we're going
to
try something different. It's time to find out if
Fief
cries.
Okay.
Now, Byron, set it up. I'm going to cover her eyes.
Oh, great.
So
okay.
So she gets a surprise. Because
yep.
if she sees it come in,
oh, yep, gosh, what is
she's
this?
Not going to be able to get the surprise.
Making
so
me
I'm
nervous.
Going to you build the suspense, Byron. This
beautiful.
Is what you're good at.
No, I love it. No, thank
this
you.
Is, this is your moment.
There is a visual element to what we believe will make you cry. So
yeah,
Fev
okay
is going to cover your eyes here. This is going to be something of an in-studio moment, which we
on,
feel will awesome affect your emotions, and we'll get you to explain what you're seeing, Fief, when Fev
well, I'm
takes
Fev's hands
his hands
moment
off this most beautiful picture. Oh, my God. Now, what is in front of you?
Picture.
Fev, three, if you would like to release your hands.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, they're cute little puppies. Hello, darling. Oh, aren't they cute? Hello. Oh, are these little guide dogs? Oh, it licked me. They've got little guide dogs.
Beautiful. How
that's
how
beautiful
are you feeling about that?
They're Bouncer's babies.
My oh, they're beautiful. Are these from...
They're Bouncer's babies from
oh,
Neighbours.
Okay, no.
Well,
and Fief, here's the thing.
Oh, that's my lemonade.
Think of the work
oh,
that the guide dogs
nice
do,
cute.
Fief.
Oh, my God, they love
they're
you.
Gorgeous.
Guide Dogs Australia, they need everyone's help to raise some much-needed funds for their new training campus in Kew.
Oh.
And today is Guide Dogs Victoria's Giving Day. The most beautiful
they're
dogs.
Beautiful.
And you would imagine it would evoke some sort of emotion?
Yes, I'm overwhelmed. I haven't cried yet. That doesn't mean that I don't love guide dogs, and these are beautiful puppies.
Told you she wouldn't go.
Now,
these are so
here
cute
is a website. Now you go to charity.com. Now, that's charity, but with a D, okay? So charity.com /guide dogs to contribute. They want to raise
oh,
1.6
gorgeous
million. Really incredible work from these gorgeous puppies.
Oh, they're so beautiful. What beautiful, beautiful dogs. Is that a golden retriever or a Labrador?
No, well, we don't
they're
ask too many questions. Yes, it's a golden retriever.
Golden retrievers.
Great. It's just not,
Labradors.
They're beautiful dogs.
Labradors.
I want to
gee,
take
Labradors
this one
are gorgeous
home
dogs.
It's not,
and only puppies, but so much better behaved than my dog, Lizzie.
Leon, These are cute puppies, and and it's a great cause. She's not crying, mate.
We have to try something next time.
Oh, they're gorgeous. What are their names?
We don't know. They're beautiful dogs, though.
Am I allowed to play with your puppies?
Yes, you can play with my puppies.
Oh, we're done.
Tucker and Taylor.
For resort living every day, head to mandalayliving.com.au. Make the move now and receive a $20,000 resort living bonus. Conditions apply. Visit mandalayliving.com.au.